second hour of the program and inviting you to the website as well. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can create the content of the website. The stuff you see on the front page, different items with numbers by them, those are votes. And those numbers can go up and down based on the types of votes those items receive on your choice. You get to decide. Do you like? Do you dislike? Yes or no? Vote in the way that is appropriate. And the most voted up of the items will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Of course, you get to submit things to the website, should you wish. So you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with us, just do it over at freetalklive.com. It's free. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, for those of you just tuning in, first hour we've been discussing this so-called terrorist, this ginned-up plot, as has been so common by the federal government to basically find a dupe who is angry about what the federal government is doing and stoke his anger, stoke his fear, provide him with the weapons that are necessary to create an explosion or a mass shooting or something like that, and then arrest him prior to him actually carrying out the task. That's basically what happened in a nutshell, as has happened every few years or every couple of years since September 11th. And, of course, the point that I've been making has been that if it weren't for the federal government creating these terrorists, so-called terrorists, then would we actually have any instances of terrorism? And the answer is, if we do, it'd be very, very seldom, like the Times Square so-called bomber. And we actually had Keith on the line in New York City telling us that he walks regularly through the location where this this alleged bomber had his truck parked. And Keith, you had just gotten into telling us what you were going to say, but we had to go to the news break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
It's fun. I walk by, Monday through Friday, every day I walk by several famous landmarks, New York Times building, Radio City Hall, Carnegie Hall, Rockefeller Center, like all these places. And if I was I don't want to scare anybody, I don't want to give a real terrorist any ideas, but if I was a lunatic and I wanted to hurt people, it would be so easy because, there's literally hundreds of cops everywhere. And they can't be bothered to protect it. They're too busy riding people tickets to a parking and non-parking zone, pulling cabs over. And when tourists ask for directions, they're nasty. They don't care about us. I'm telling you right now, I see this every day. It's a joke.
Right. Their eyes are
terrorists.
I love the point that you're making. The eyes and the ears of the police in New York City are not attuned to suspicious behavior. They're not attuned to people slinking about and, looking like they're terrorists or whatever you'd look for to find a terrorist. They're looking for people that are double parked. They're looking for people that are jaywalking. They're looking for other people that, are doing whatever the routine violations that they write tickets for all day. These are the things that they're attuned to. That's what their business is. It's not really to keep you safe. That's all just a play.
Yeah, I wear a backpack because, in the morning it's 30 degrees, and by the afternoon it might be 50, so I have to wear layers of clothes, take them on, and take them off throughout the day. And I just think about it. I'm like, I really could be in a nutshell with a bomb on my back. And they never even look at me. I walk right by them.
It doesn't take much thinking to realize all the different.
They don't care about our safety. They do not care about our safety.
I don't know if you can make a general statement like that. I bet there are some cops who really do care. But it's their job to raise revenue. It's their job to write tickets. I mean, that is a primary task for the average police officer. Many cops have departmental averages, and if they fall below the departmental average of the amount of tickets that they're writing to people, then they get written up, or they get some sort of form of punishment or jeering from their peers. So they're looking to raise revenue for the department, especially now when revenues are down in so many areas.
And also, you've got to consider that every time, if they have this departmental average or whatever it is, and they generally have something like that, if you're a low producer, you're going to get in trouble. But, as some of them will try harder than others to write tickets, and so therefore the ones that excel at writing tickets will then run up the average, and that keeps people, when they're writing tickets, they can't be looking for terrorists. So the ones that might be out there attempting to protect somebody, they're forced through departmental policy to write more and more tickets. And when you're writing a ticket for being double parked, and I'm not saying that double parking is a great thing, but when you're writing a ticket for it, you're not stopping a terrorist.
Keith, anything else you want to share tonight? I think you make a great point.
I just wanted to say that you're right about me making a general blanket statement. I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that do the job because they do want to help us. But, like you said, the policies of the you know, police department that work there force them to do those things. But that's all I had to say. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent call, Keith. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. And I think you pointed out, Mark, that the vehicle in question in Times Square was found suspicious by the people of Times Square, was it not? It was brought to the police's attention by the people. Remember also, a few years ago, the story of the shooters in D.C., the two guys that were going around sniping people?
Yeah.
It was the people that caught those guys. It was the individuals who were not the police who found those guys sitting in a parking lot.
And this is what I think, you know, for one, criminals know this, but this is what Americans don't seem to get. It's the public, the watchful, engaged, and as far as I'm concerned, they should be armed, public, that is the criminal's worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Not these folks that we have to pay, you know, at least, in most cases, at least $100,000 a year on average when talk about, you know, salaries and benefits and all the things that go into employing a police officer.
And criminals aren't stupid. Well, some of them are, but many of the criminals out there.
Stupid.
Many criminals are not stupid, and they know that it's a smarter move to strike where people are unarmed as opposed to where they are armed. Place like New York City, most everyone is completely disarmed there unless they're carrying a gun illegally, because it is next to impossible unless you're like a jewelry, you know, transport guy and you've got, you know, the connections necessary, or some kind of Brinks truck armed guard. Unless you have the connections necessary to get some kind of a permit to carry, you just are not going to be carrying a weapon in New York City. So attacking someone in a place like that would really, I mean, if you went into Times Square and started shooting people, it would be, you know, there are cops around, but no one else would have a gun except for the police. And that's what I think one of the points Keith was making. If you wanted to just do something, it wouldn't be any, there would be nothing to stop you. They're not checking all the cars that come into, you know, Manhattan. They're not searching for bombs.
Nope. They're not checking for those things.
And on top of that, you know.
Yeah, you would think, and I don't know, but you would think you'd be able to get, if you were a terrorist, and I'm not, you know, trying to propose or anything like this, but just thinking about it, this guy hoped to kill 30 people was what the statement was in this article at the Capitol with his bomb. You would think that somebody with an AK-47, which these are a very achievable item to have. You know, you got a couple of banana clips. As I understand, you can file down some kind of firing pin or something like that. Learn about it on the internet. You know, I mean, you go into some place like you saw when we were on Wall Street. It's just wall to wall people. You would think you'd be able to harm more people with an automatic weapon than you would with a you know, some kind of bomb. But you know, clearly these guys aren't thinking. They just want the Al-Qaeda to do all the work for them, and that's why they get thrown in jail. Hard to feel bad for them.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Look, I get where you're coming from, Mark, but I feel bad for the guy. I think that he was manipulated. I understand people being angry at the federal government. The federal government makes me angry sometimes, too, and I've been angry, and I've thought violent things in the past, and thank goodness I didn't have people there preying on me, trying to turn me into the next terrorist. Thank goodness I didn't have that. I wasn't surrounded by that, but if I had been, I can't tell you, Mark, that I would have been able to, you know, that I would have gone in a different direction. If I were alone, and I wasn't in this guy's circumstance, but I can empathize with it.
I'm not going to empathize with anybody who's willing to kill innocents, but as far as I'm concerned, the Fed's case here stinks. They didn't get a man who attempted to do anything. He didn't push the button on this bomb, from what I can tell.
We continue here. Well, you said, Mark, by the way, that you can't empathize with someone willing to kill innocents. Some people believe that the federal government agents are not innocent, that they are people that are working for a criminal collective.
Are you talking about because he was at the Capitol?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but there are going to be innocents walking by.
I understand what you're saying.
I've been to the Capitol. I'd prefer not to be effing blown up by some moron who's too stupid for words.
I understand what you're saying, Mark. I haven't talked to the guy. I don't know if he's a moron, but we do know that he was duped into to doing this. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I'm sorry that you can't, sad that you can't have empathy for this guy.
Yeah, I'm sad that you can have empathy for this guy who's clearly
a
stupid, angry killer.
Stupid people. He didn't kill anyone.
Oh, yeah, but he tried. I mean, he was on his way.
Anybody is subject to being angry, and we've all been ignorant at times.
Yes,
855-450-FREE.
How many people
you really
killed?
Get in touch with your empathy, Mark.
How many people
have
you killed?
How many people did he kill? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favorite among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at Trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, 855-450-FREE is the number as we continue here
Mark has a message for you.
That's right. If you don't have enough time to read books anymore, audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories that, you know, one of those big box bookstores would have. Business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable. As a matter of fact, I've done the downloads from Audible. It's easy to do, and I recommend it. I listen to audiobooks all the time, as a matter of fact, and Audible makes it easy for me. You can get a free gold membership, and that includes a download, at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you don't go to that site and get your download, then it won't be free. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go ahead and get a download.
Free stuff. I like that, Mark. Good deal.
Yep.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We continue with you and your thoughts. Michael is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mark and Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to let you know about some secessionist outreach that I participated in this weekend.
Secessionist outreach. Okay, excellent.
Yeah. So basically some fellow secessionists and I from the League of the South, we had a booth here and tent at a large gun show in Ladson, South Carolina. And we handed out flyers and stickers promoting secession. And we've talked with people about liberty, the empire, and secession. And the funny thing is, is that we had a great location. We were right at the entrance of this very large gun show on one side. Mm-hmm. And directly across from us was the U.S. military on the other side of the door.
Oh, my.
And we were there talking about liberty and secession, and they were asking people for money. They were taking donations. They were saying things like, every dollar helps.
The military's asking for donations?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean, they get as much money as all the rest of the militaries on Earth combined, just about. And they're out there asking people for a dollar, you know.
Wow.
And,
it's bizarre.
Yeah,
I've never heard of the U.S. military doing the, you know, asking for money at their tables.
Yeah. There was two soldiers there. They weren't in uniforms, but they were taking up donations. And, you know, they guilted a lot of people into giving money, playing on their patriotism. I did hear a few people say, well, I already give you enough money through my taxes, which was nice to hear. And the soldiers, I heard them talking back and forth, and they said, yeah, we get that a lot. I felt bad, when people, these were mostly, I guess, lower middle class people were giving them a dollar or two. After all, that they're already forced to give these people.
So tell me, how was your secession outreach? I mean, what did you have materials that you're giving to people? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we printed out flyers. We printed out articles from the League site, and also just from secessionist writers on the internet. We made flyers out of these, out of pamphlets and stickers, and we just gave them out. And we got only positive responses from people. There was no negative responses. A lot of people were neutral about it, but mm-hmm. It was either neutral or positive.
So you didn't have anybody say to you, but wait, they're going to roll in tanks, or I'm afraid of the federal government? They didn't. You didn't have that response?
I never got that. I did get some kind of defeatist responses from a few
people.
That's
impossible. You can't do that. Right. We've tried it once. We can't do it again, etc.
Right. And ironically, these people basically agreed with us on pretty much everything. They just thought, well, there's nothing you could do.
Right.
But it was the younger people, I would say, who middle-aged or younger, who were the most enthusiastic, although there were some older ones. I met a fellow from Guam who was just as much against the empire as me, and he told, he talked with me about what the empire had done to Guam, how it screwed things up there, and how they wanted to be independent. It was great.
Yeah, I bet.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you had a positive experience. I'm curious to know more about the League of the South.
It's a Southern Nationalist organization.
A Southern Nationalist organization.
So one, the one nation for all the Southern states kind of thing?
Well, it's nationalist in the sense that, we have we're a national culture, a distinct people. Not national in the sense that we want a single government, but, we're secessionists and nationalists in that sense of culture.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page here, and you know, for what it's worth, it says that the group defines the southern United States as the states that made up the former Confederacy. It claims to be also a religious and social movement, advocating a return to a more traditionally conservative, Christian-oriented southern culture. Is that something that you're aware of?
Yes, yes. I mean, pretty much all the people in the group, or most of them at least, are kind of paleo conservatives or paleo libertarians. Socially, most of the people come from the right, but you know, it's not a theological movement, and you know, we have been branded by the SPLC as a hate group, which just like everybody else, you know. Pretty much everybody who's on the right or anybody who opposes the empire is a hate group. But
there are accusations here that the League of the South is white supremacist. Have you experienced that? Because if that were the case, I would want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, they call everyone who disagrees with them a white supremacist. But
gotcha.
I've not encountered that myself. And people I know in the league are good folks.
How many folks are involved? I mean, how big is this movement? Is it something that's spread across the South, or is it really concentrated in certain areas?
It is concentrated in some certain areas, but there's chapters in every southern state and even beyond. It's thousands of people. I don't know the exact number. It was, I guess, bigger before 9/11. That kind of set it back. But then now it's started to grow again, and I'm pretty happy about that. And I think it's more forward-looking now. And
what is the plan? I mean, what are they going to do? Besides just reaching out to folks, what do you think the next step is for secession?
Well, we need local chapters throughout the South, and really the same thing throughout all the United States. We need local groups of people advocating independence, advocating liberty, where they live. And that'll be the first step.
Do you feel like being a conservative Christian-oriented group is going to exclude some folks who would otherwise participate?
I'm sure it will. It is not meant to be exclusive, but I'm sure that people who identify with, I guess, more of a left-wing perspective or who are not Christians, they could form their own groups. I mean, I'm not advocating against them.
See, that's what I wouldn't want involved in my group. And I appreciate your time. And please let me know how things progress with the League of the South and your outreach. It's interesting. I'm glad it was successful for you. And I appreciate the call tonight. If I were going to be doing a secession group of some sort, it would just simply focus on withdrawing from the federal government.
And it would focus on one state.
Yeah.
I think the dangerous part about you know, the former Confederate state of the United States, and you know, we're a paleo-Christian organization, it just smacks.
It's got red flags all over.
Yeah, sort of bigotry. I mean, I'm not saying that it does.
Right, I'm not saying he was a bigot.
No, I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, whoa, that's going to be... I wonder how many black members they have.
There's more coming up at 855-450-FREE. And if you're in the South, having black people involved would be a good thing.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything that you want. 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of SACL CAI, what's that all about?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company, you've got into business to do whatever it is you do, and accounts receivable are giving you a headache, SACL CAI can take care of it for you, and they'll do it in a manner that leaves you happy. They record every call so that you can make sure that your business is handled the way that you would want it to be handled. The principal over there, one of the principals, Jason Osborne, is a guy who's setting up Porkfest this year, too. So big supporter of Liberty. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Also, still to come here tonight, we get a chance. 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. Let's go first, though, to Colin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just started listening to you guys. It's amazing to hear anything but garbage spewing out of my radio or TV these days. I just wanted to send you guys that compliment.
Aw, thanks.
I also want to confirm
not
with
garbage.
You guys. You guys are even a step better than I am here, but I also wanted to compliment you. I believe Mark Levin just got booted off an Ohio affiliate, and you guys filled their spot.
How did you hear about that?
I actually, the Daily Poll, I believe, is where I found that first, and he talks about the Constitution. Some of the words he brings up almost brings a tear in my eye, and then I'll hear him absolutely call Ron Paul the worst things I've ever heard. So.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can follow this here real quick. You found out that Free Talk Live replaced Mark Levin on WSPD in Toledo, Ohio, through the Daily Paul blog site, which is a very popular Ron Paul blog. And is that what led you to finding us being on WXNT, or was it total coincidence you just happened to be scanning the band? How did you end up finding us on WXNT in Indy?
Well, no coincidence. I do research. at least 2 hours a day when I should be working. I know exactly what's going on. It's all falling apart. So when I saw that, I've been hating on Mark Levin for a while now. Mm-hmm. Now that I know he talks about a complete constitutional government and then completely disavows Ron Paul, it doesn't even make sense to me. So I did research, I found that, and then I heard Free Talk Live, which I've just known about you guys for maybe 2 months now, and I could not have been more happy to hear about that. So congratulations.
Well, thanks so much. So what else did you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, I really wanted to call you and tell that was the main thing. I'll touch on the secession thing. The gentleman before me was. I think I don't want to see it happen, but I think it's time that multiple states band together and at least start throwing out the idea to the federal government, just kind of saying, hey, guys, you're very close to the point.
Why don't you want to see it happen? Is it because there's some sort of warm spot in your heart for a large criminal gang in Washington, D.C.?
I love your style. You're even better than I am. I do believe united we stand, divided we fall, a thin veil of constitutionality, federal government, I believe, could offer us a lot of freedom. I love.
Are the former Soviet states better off today than they were in the 1980s?
I would, in my opinion, I would. Oh, that's a good question. Live free or die. I would believe they are more free, but I believe they have less, and I could be wrong on that.
Well, some of them do, and some of them don't.
The answer is they're different.
Right. When you look at, Belarus, terrible tyrannical government there. Ukraine, quite poor, but there is, which is the one that's doing real well?
Ukraine, they're kind of suffering a little bit, I believe, due to the gas pipeline crisis.
I'm spacing on it, Mark.
The
other one that begins with a B. Estonia is doing quite well because they took a Milton Friedman book back there and tried to figure out what capitalism is, so they're doing really well, and it really just depends. I mean, you'll see that if the states broke up into 50 states, I think you would find very quickly that, say, New Jersey would be broke before too long, as would
California,
New York,
Illinois.
California is really, really powerful in the sense that they have a huge economy.
And they have a huge government.
Pull themselves out of it.
If they could stop their spending.
If they could. They've got something better going on than some of the smaller ones. I think Vermont would probably implode relatively quickly if it didn't have take so much federal money. Yeah, I think that you'd find that some would do better and some would do worse.
So I think that would be ideal, though, because then you'd actually have more competition in the world of governments, and those 50 states would be competing for residents.
I agree with the gentleman, I don't remember his name.
Colin.
If the federal government could actually be relied upon to stay within their constitutional bounds, as I perceive those constitutional bounds, and remember, Colin, what our perceptions of the Constitution are don't matter. A plain reading of the Constitution doesn't matter. It's whatever those fellas up in the black robes in the Supreme Court say, because they've got appellate jurisdiction. It matters what they say. So in a plain reading of the Constitution, maybe this thing would work out for quite a bit longer. But the evidence is that it won't.
Then, since I'm learning about you guys, what would you propose? What would your ultimate goal here? Help me be even more libertarian.
Well, Mark and I actually made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I'm vaguely familiar with it, yes, trying to get people to move out there, liberty-minded. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. People that love liberty all focus their activism efforts in the same place. And not everybody in the Free State Project is a secessionist, but I would say a fair amount of folks do support the idea. So I would propose that the people that love the idea of freedom get together in the same place, and whether they nullify the federal government or secede entirely, do their best to disconnect from them as much as possible, because it just doesn't do any good to send money to the federal government, have a bunch of bureaucrats take a huge cut, and then send a little bit back to the area from which it came. So to literally gather activists together and concentrate activism. We've seen that it's working already with only a few hundred people, several hundred people moving to New Hampshire thus far. Over 11,000 people have pledged to do so. Hundreds of them will all be in the same hotel this weekend for the upcoming Liberty Forum in Nashua. And so the proof of concept already exists. I mean, we've already made national and international news here for a variety of things. Right now with Keene rejecting the southwestern corner of the state, rejecting or hopefully rejecting the Bearcat. We're working on making making that stop. It's a police attack truck that has been spread across the country in various different markets.
I read about that one in Fort Lauderdale, too. I printed out the article so people could read it. They won't believe me.
There are 300 of these things that are already out there in police departments across the country, and this may be the very first town. King, New Hampshire, a town of 23,000, may be the first one to say no to it. We'll find out whether or not they do here in a couple of weeks. But we've been able to make such a big splash here with just literally, I mean, in the Keene area, just a few dozen people. Activists being concentrated makes a huge difference, so that's my proposal.
Well, I love it, and you guys are educating me more and more. We've got to pop out of this bubble and wake the heck up, because in my opinion, we're under a year and a half left. I think things are heating up bad. I know I'm a little extreme, but I
a year and a half left of Barack Obama? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the world, no, I'm sorry, maybe even the world, but definitely the country as we know it. I'm not saying it's going to be a nuclear wasteland. I believe in hyperinflation is probably one of the greatest threats other than this whole trick to get us.
There's another good reason to secede. Get away from it.
Collapse of the currency is probably the single biggest thing that we have to fear.
Get away from the U.S. government's currency is yet another reason to secede and, have some sort of a market-based currency that or multiple currencies competing in the marketplace, whether it's Bitcoin or silver or gold or whatever it ends up being. But I totally agree with Mark on that one. That's an important step, is getting away from the federal currency, which means separating as much as possible from the federal government itself. Hey, Colin, glad you're listening, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and hope to hear from you again. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. 1-855-450-3733. Whether it be politics, civil disobedience, creating media, non-cooperation, doing outreach, there's just nothing happening like the Free State Project. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, that much is true. If I had what to say what my druthers were, I would like to see the New Hampshire nullify the federal government in many ways, to keep the federal government out of its business in many ways, including the IRS. I don't think that there's I think it's immoral to the way they use the IRS.
More coming up. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, speaking of those features, we have a mobile site. You, if you have a smartphone, can visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. And once again, the number here, 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about secession or the alleged bomb plot that the FBI supposedly broke up. Of course, they created it in the first place. You can talk about either of those things or bring up whatever you want. In other news, since we've been talking about secession, I actually had on my list of show prep tonight the 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. By Jonathan Turley, and this is posted over at WashingtonPost.com. So here's some extra reasons why you should consider secession as an option.
Like, it's WashingtonPost.com?
That's correct, WashingtonPost.com. So some extra reasons why you should really take the idea of leaving the U.S. federal government seriously. What the hell do you want them for anyway? Besides whatever warm spot in the heart in your heart you might have for the flag and the national anthem and all the
patriotic things. I mean, people are indoctrinated with those things. I mean, I've got to say that I understand where folks are coming from on those things.
I understand where they're coming from. That doesn't mean I'm not going to poke fun at these ideas. They're nationalistic. I think they're very detrimental. I think the idea of nationalism in the first place is designed to separate people.
Well, I think that, that...
It encourages the idea that we're better, and that's wrong.
The Federalist Papers were right that a combined nation of 50 states, obviously they didn't know about 50 states, but the 13 colonies, is more powerful from a military force standpoint than the individual ones. And I would absolutely concur with that. But at the time, you're dealing with monarchs wishing to take over and stuff like that. Now the world's a different place.
Right. Switzerland's doing just fine
on
their own.
We've seen, it's true, Costa Rica doesn't have a military, but you must consider that largely the seas are kept free by U.S. vessels. And that's not to say they couldn't be kept free in other ways, but that today, that's what's going on. The United States uses its clout, its military clout, to get a lot of things that it wants in the world. And some of those things, I feel that it's pressuring people in unfair ways, and I think it would be a real benefit. Certainly the first step to me is let's pull all the U.S. troops out of all the 130 nations around the world. You want to send ships around the world? Fine. You want to dock them and fuel up in other places? Fine. You want to send the sailors aboard, ashore to drink and find the hookers? Whatever.
Hire your own security.
I'm with you on that, but I think that the first step is probably bring back all the Marines, the Army, the Air Force that's around the world.
Right, but you weren't advocating that they provide security for people, were you?
No, why would I?
Okay, I just want to make sure you. I was clear.
I think that people should provide their own security
the
for themselves.
If you want to go from point A to point B, it's your responsibility to protect yourself. That's the way it should be. So, 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. Every year, says Jonathan Turley, the State Department issues reports on individual rights in other countries, monitoring the passage of restrictive laws and regulations around the world. Iran, for example, has been criticized for denying fair public trials and limiting privacy, while Russia has been taken to task for undermining due process. Other countries have been condemned for the use of secret evidence and torture. Even as we, he means, I think, people around this country, pass judgment on countries we consider unfree, Americans remain confident that any definition of a free nation must include their own, a land of the free. Yet the laws and practices of the land should shake that confidence. In the decades since September 11, 2001, this country has comprehensively reduced civil liberties in the name of an expanded security state. And I might point out that prior to September 11th, they were doing that pretty comprehensively as well. It's just they've amped it up a little bit in the last 10 years. The most recent example of this was the National Defense Authorization Act, signed in at the end of December, which allows for the indefinite detention of citizens. At what point does the reduction of individual rights in our country change how we define ourselves? While each new national security power Washington has embraced was controversial when enacted, they're often discussed in isolation. But they don't operate in isolation. They form a mosaic of powers under which our country could be considered, at least in part, authoritarian. Americans often proclaim our nation as a symbol of freedom to the world, while dismissing nations such as Cuba and China as categorically unfree, yet objectively.
Yeah. I'm not sure that the world considers the United States the beacon of freedom.
Can't imagine they do. I think a lot of people around the world find the United States the beacon of oppression.
I agree with you, but you know, probably more accurately, a very powerful nation that uses its power to protect its interests, meaning the corporations that essentially fund the campaigns of these politicians. So you know, that's really what it boils down to. Do I think that the world under the United States is superior to the world, what the world would be like under North Korea? Yeah, I'm willing. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
Pretty clear.
Is it superior to what it would have been like under Hitler? Sure. Under Stalin? Absolutely. I don't think those things are untrue. But that doesn't mean that when, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of shoe the boot on your neck, the foot on your neck is wearing. And that's what it's got to be like for these people. Imagine what it's like in these Middle Eastern countries where they don't feel like they can rule themselves because these countries, these tin-pot dictators, whether it's Yemen or Saudi Arabia or wherever, are supported by
they're
the United
propped
States.
Up.
The idea that a republic that fought for its freedom 230-something years ago from a king supports kings in places like Saudi Arabia is absolutely abhorrent to me. And I'm sure it's abhorrent to people in the Middle East, too. As a matter of fact, a lot of those terrorists on 9/11, they came from Saudi Arabia and Yemen.
Turley says that these countries do lack basic individual rights, such as due process, placing them outside of any reasonable definition of free. But the U.S. now has much more in common with such regimes than anyone may like to admit. These countries also have constitutions that purport to guarantee freedoms and rights, but their governments have broad discretion in denying those rights and few real avenues for challenges by citizens. Precisely the problem with the new laws in this country. And by the way, you know, you want to talk about avenues for challenges. I've been banned from the local courthouse simply because they didn't like that I was asking people questions as they got out of work with a video camera in my hand. So I was essentially acting as the free, so-called free press. But now I've been banned from the entire court property and threatened with trespassing without any form of being convicted of any crime or anything like that. And I have no idea what to do about that. So, you know, what remedy even is there? I don't even know. I have no idea. File some sort of lawsuit? How do you go about doing that? You can't walk into the court and ask them how to file a lawsuit. They can't give legal advice.
Yeah.
So if you can't go and hire a lawyer to do these things, then you effectively have no remedy. Presuming the system would even give you a remedy if you did, or if you were able to hire a lawyer.
I suppose you could go to the New Hampshire, you know, Civil Liberties Union.
I've done that. Haven't heard back from them.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not chomping at the bit to help you.
The list of powers acquired, but I don't know why they wouldn't. They supposedly support free press.
Mm.
The list of powers acquired by the U.S. government since 9/11 puts us in rather troubling company. And now he will begin his top 10 list of things, reasons why the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. Number one, or 10, they're not numbered. Assassination of U.S. citizens. President Obama has claimed, as Bush did before him, the right to order the killing of any citizen considered a terrorist or an abettor of terrorism. Last year, he approved the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar al-Awlaki as another citizen under this claimed inherent authority. Last month, administration officials affirmed that power, stating that the president can order the assassination of any citizen whom he considers allied with terrorists.
And, you know, this is... I'm not going to say that I don't think that Anwar al-Awlaki was a terrorist, but that doesn't really matter. They took a drone out and they shot this guy dead without
his
trial.
Son, right?
And his like son, quite a few people at a cafe out in the desert in Yemen. So there was also collateral damage. So if you don't have a problem with an American citizen being shot and killed out in some other country because the government deemed them bad enough, what about the collateral damage? If I send out my minions, if I were to send out my minions with the order to kill an individual and they killed a bunch of other people, you could believe that the federal government would, or actually, yes, the state government, would likely pass down charges to me for murder for all those innocent people that were killed. So why in the world is the president and the rest of the government, why don't they have recriminations for innocent civilian deaths?
Because there's no one to hold them accountable.
If Anwar al-Awlaki is a righteous kill, what about the rest of them?
You know what I really like about Turley's piece here is at the end of each point, as his 10 points as to why we're not the land of the free anymore, he gives you examples of similar things going on in other countries that everybody would agree is completely oppressive. So he points out that this killing power that the feds have aggregated to themselves, he says nations such as Nigeria, Iran, and Syria have been routinely criticized for extrajudicial killings of enemies of the state. So he's showing you the company in which the United States is now found. Nigeria, Iran, and Syria. On that point, there's more. 9 of them. We'll get to them here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Coming up, more of the reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. And, of course, your thoughts, your calls are welcome. You can also bring up whatever might be on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.